Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was. And the other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet. Be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. And then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the sea, the wind, and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side." And they gathered in the boats and went off. The invitation that Jesus gives to us as well is to go over to the other side, to come from a world of the world, to come from living amongst the values of the world, out for ourselves, trying to get ahead, in conflict with one another, seeking only for ourselves and our families. And he invites us to come over to the gospel, to another way of life, to the other side, where we live in love and peace and God's and faith in God's love for us, seeking not just things that we get in the world, but rather the things of heaven. And while it seems like a simple journey, the truth is that when we try to live in peace, that we still have storms. We still have things that overwhelm us. We still have to live around in the world. And we are struck and overwhelmed sometimes by what goes on in the world. But yet we have faith. We're tempted to give up, as the apostles did, and said, "We're drowning." And Jesus says, "How can you doubt the Lord? Your hearts are not quite in the right place yet. Continue to trust." And we face the difficulties and the obstacles of our life with faith, no matter what they are, because we see God's hand in our lives. And sometimes it's a struggle, and we have to really spend time in prayer, opening ourselves up to try to find that peace of God's love and God's place in the situations we find ourselves in. But yet we know that when we have been called to that other side, to go with Jesus, to allow his love and his life to be ours, that we will have the strength and the hope and the faith to complete the journey, to not be overwhelmed, but to continue to live with Christ and to allow his love and his peace to guide us. And we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, that all of us might find that place and peace with Christ as we travel to the other side, to the kingdom of heaven. And so